In order to begin, please put your attention on your breath for a few moments. Now drop the attention on your breath and look through your body looking for the solid bits, the earth element. You can press your tongue against your teeth and feel their solid nature. Put your attention in your fingers and notice what they're touching and how the fingers have a solid nature. You can look at your feet. Notice the solidity there. Just scan through your body, trying to find the solid bits and pieces, the earth element within your body. Notice you're sitting. There's the sits bones. They're solid. And they're pressing against whatever you're sitting on. It too is solid. It's not rock solid, but it's certainly not liquid. Whatever you're sitting on also has earth element. Feel your feet. They're touching something that, again, has earth element. It's solid. Now imagine that you stand up and start walking towards the door. You would be able to feel the earth element in your feet and legs, and the earth element of the floor. You grab the door handle with your hand, and you can feel its solid nature. You open the door and then walk to where your shoes are. Basically, you're strapping earth element onto your feet. And then you go outside. You can walk on the earth. That's certainly earth element. You can go up to a tree. Put your hand on that tree and feel how solid it is. There are rocks around. You can feel their solid nature. If you see any animals, they've got solid bones just like you do. The buildings are standing upright because of their earth element, the solid part of the boards and so forth that make them up. Everywhere you look, there are examples of earth element, of solidity, inside you and outside of you. The quality of being a solid is the same inside you as outside of you. Now, once again, become aware of yourself sitting in this room and see if you can notice the water element in your body. The easiest way, of course, is to notice the saliva in your mouth. You might notice other examples of water element. Maybe you can feel some liquid around your eyes. If you're really quiet, you might notice your pulse as the blood gets pumped through your body. And if you remember your high school biology, you are about 3/4 water, just like the face of the planet. Now, once again, imagine that you stand up and go outside. Everywhere you see something green, it's because of the water element. You can probably notice the water element on the grass, actual water from the rain. If you see any animals, you know that they are as dependent on water as you are, and that their bodies have a great deal of water in them if they're a mammal. If you go up to a tree, maybe you notice some sap coming out of the tree. The sap is doing the same thing as your blood, taking nutrients to all the parts. You could put your hand in the lake and feel lots of water. All around you are examples of the water element. Now, once again, become aware of yourself sitting in this room and scan your body for the air element. You can notice the breathing. That's going to be the easiest way. Air element coming in, air element going out. You might notice other gaseous bits in your body from time to time. If you stand up and start walking and pay careful attention, you can notice the air brushing past your skin. If you go outside and there's a breeze, you can feel the air pushing against you. You can notice the tree moving because the air element is pushing it. You can become aware of the fact you're taking in oxygen, which the tree just exhaled, and you're exhaling carbon dioxide, which the tree can inhale, swapping air element. If you see any animals, they too are breathing in air element just like you. If you see a bird flying, it's supported by the air element. And although we don't realize it, there's the air pressure which is keeping us alive. It's actually quite strong. If you were to remove all of the air pressure, you wouldn't last very long. We're actually walking around on the bottom of an ocean of air. Now, once again, become aware of your body sitting in this room and see if you can notice the fire element, energy. Probably the easiest is to put your attention in your fingers. Can you notice a difference from where the fingers are touching to where they're exposed to the air? Maybe you notice it's a bit cooler on your face than where you're bundled up. And of course, you know you have a temperature of 37 degrees. That's actually quite warm. If you stand up and walk outside, when you step outside, you notice a difference in temperature. It's cooler. Less heat element. Less fire. Or on some days, it's warmer. The warmth is coming to you from the sun. It's 150 million kilometers away, and it's beaming this fire element down to you. The fact that you can see anything in the daytime, it's due to the sun beaming this energy down, this fire element. If you go up to the tree, it has a temperature. It's not like icy cold. Any animals you see, you know their temperature is close to your temperature. On a sunny day, you can find a rock in the sun, and the part that's exposed to the sun will be much warmer than the part that was hidden from the sun. The difference in fire element. You can put your hand in the water. It feels cool, but it's not frozen. There's fire element in the water. Energy, keeping it liquid rather than ice. If you find a nice long hill to walk up, you can easily notice all of the elements. You start walking up the hill and you feel the solidity in your feet and legs and the solidity of the path underneath your feet. That's earth element. And as you go up the hill, you start breathing harder. You want more air element. And then you begin to get hot. That's extra fire element. And then you start sweating, there's the water element. Examples of solids, liquids, and gases are all around us, inside of us and outside of us.